Word on Business
with Forvis Mazars, global financial services expertise across audit, tax, outsourcing and advisory. Visit forvismazars.ie.
We've just been discussing whether Iran is enriching uranium for nuclear energy or for nuclear weapons, and as it happens, we're going to discuss now about the possibility, and I suspect it might be a hell of a long shot, that Ireland would ever have its own nuclear power generated on the island itself. Who wants to talk about this, Ian Guider?
Evening, Matt. Well, this is the chairman of Airgrid, Brendan Toohey, and I want to give credit to the Irish Times for picking up this story today from Airgrid's annual report, which was published a couple of days ago. And Brendan Toohey is talking about nuclear power in the context of a couple of reasons. Firstly, Matt, we know we have to decarbonize our electricity system, that we rely a lot on gas and we have relied on coal in the past. But we need to get more renewable energy or renewable sources or sustainable sources of energy into the electricity grid for a couple of reasons. We rely mostly on wind onshore and hopefully offshore, and a limited amount of hydropower to our renewable energy sources. Other countries, according to Brendan Toohey, have other sustainable energy sources. They have large-scale hydro energy, geothermal energy, but mostly nuclear power. And that allows, according to his comments in the annual report, these other countries to possess a strategic advantage in decarbonisation of their energy systems, which could have serious implications for Ireland's international competitiveness. Why is that important? Because energy prices here, either for consumers or businesses, are quite expensive. And he goes on to say, and it's important just to give you the quote from the annual report, as a minimum, we need to be fully aware of the impact of other countries' wider range of options, which may be available to them, and the full range of those options need to be included in our own analyses so that we can take fully informed decisions. Beyond that, serious consideration should be given on how to increase the range of options available to Ireland, even though some of those options may not be popular. For example, use of nuclear energy. It is important that they are given serious consideration. And what he's saying there is other countries, Matt, you think of the likes of France, you think of the likes of the UK, Germany are getting rid of their nuclear power plants. They have nuclear power and have done for years. And it is, for all the complaints people have, a much more cleaner, much more sustainable and cheaper option for renewable energy and sustainable energy. That allows them to keep their prices lower, which in turn means that they can attract companies and jobs and investment, keep the prices lower for consumers, and also reach sustainable energy targets much quicker. We don't have those. We are reliant on wind power particularly. We know there's difficulties in getting offshore wind power into the grid because lots of people up and down the East Coast are objecting to the pylons and offshore turbines. And also people across the country don't want to see wind farms in their backyard. Therefore, should we consider other options and should nuclear be one of them? I happen to think, and I think you're talking to John Gibbons about this as well, it is something that should be up for discussion and a serious consideration, Matt, just given the delays we have had in recent years in getting the likes of solar, getting wind farms offshore into the grid. Yes, it would be very controversial. It would be potentially very expensive. We don't have the expertise in it. But in the long term, to make sure that our grid isn't reliant on gas-powered and coal-powered fire electricity stations, should we consider this?
Yes, well, I think there's legislation in place to stop us doing it. We'd need the Dáil to overturn that. We do use nuclear power. We import it from France and from Britain, so it's a bit hypocritical. And for all of the concerns that people have about safety issues and dangers, they often don't realise that when they're driving through France on their summer holidays, that they often are just driving alongside nuclear power plants, which are working away as ever. Listen, there's something else I need to ask you about because we're limited on time. But in the last few moments, there has been statements coming out from the government about the resignation of businessman Michael Carey from his position as the chair of Enterprise Ireland and also as the chair of the housing agency. It looks like that in his private business, they haven't kept their accounts up to date.
Yes, so he is the chairman of the East Coast Bakehouse, which is a big biscuit maker, which he and his wife have run for a number of years. He is chairman of Enterprise Ireland and the housing agency. And what has happened is that the company that he is chairman of, East Coast Bakehouse, he's also a big shareholder in it. They haven't filed their company accounts for quite some time. They are overdue. He is the executive chairman of that company. And that is a requirement by law that you file your accounts on time. They haven't done that. And he's saying that to avoid any embarrassment for the various ministers, including James Brown, the housing minister, but also you would imagine Peter Burke in the business department. He says that this has occurred due to management administrative errors. The delay has been exacerbated by an unanticipated need for decision by our board to change our auditors. Therefore, the accounts are delayed. Delayed accounts, Matt, usually companies can file them a little bit late, but some companies can incur fines and penalties by the company's registration office. And to avoid any embarrassment to the two organisations which he chairs, he is stepping down from those two roles. I think a blow to those two organizations. Michael Carey is somebody with a lot of business experience, not just in East Coast Bakehouse, but in numerous companies over the years. But again, it is an administrative issue, and companies have to file their accounts on time. If you're chairman of Enterprise Ireland, of course, you will be reporting into the business department, which has oversight of company law, and therefore he is stepping down.
Thank you, Ian Gardner from the Business Post.
The Last Word on Today FM.